Music is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is a production of Radio K. You're listening to Basement Music, and I'm your host, Jolie Kelzer. This episode, I'll be featuring the bands Mr. Wes and Vile. Right now, you're hearing a song from the rock-inspired Mr. Wes, and later on, we'll be hearing from the all-femme presenting new punk band Vile, right here at Basement Music.
I don't believe that you will pull through. Do your job. My brain thinks I'm a dirty slob. I think I can stitch the
seams. Hey, so I'm Caleb and I play drums.
I'm Gunner.
Gunner. And I play bass.
And I'm Will and I also play bass.
So, how did you think of the name Mr. Wes? Was it at all inspired by the song Wake Up, Mr. Wes?
That's a really interesting thing. No, so we went through like 1,000 different names. We at one point were called Pilot, and then we wanted a cover when we were like 13, like the oh, it's magic. And then we looked up and it's by a band called Pilot, so we scrapped that. And we just kept going through all these names. Around the time when we were, like, really searching for a name, my grandpa, Wes McNutt, actually passed away. So the band's named after him, Mr. Wes.
Wow. And how long has Mr. Wes been a band, or how long have you guys been playing together?
You want to answer that, Gunner?
Honestly, for, like, probably 5 or 6 years now.
Seventh grade is when I first jammed with you boys.
Yeah, and you had to use your keyboard because you didn't have a bass.
Yeah.
So we were like the Doors, you were playing bass on the keyboard. That was fun.
And then like in high school, I started playing in a lot of like jazz bands and stuff and like a lot of other bands. And then like senior year of high school, we like really started playing shows as Mr. Wes. And at that time, we were a 4-piece.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you all meet?
I got this one. So we all went to the same private Lutheran school in Stillwater called Salem Lutheran Evangelical Church and School.
Do you remember a specific moment meeting everyone, or did it just happen?
I got a funny Gunner story. My first memory of Gunner, he's always been significantly shorter than me. Even at this time in my life, I was much taller than him, but, like, I did something, and he started, like, chasing me and kicking, and, like, I didn't know what I was scared. I started crying. I was, like, running. I was, like, I don't know what to do, and then now we live together, so, like, you know.
Do you think this crazy energy has carried into the band's sound?
Yeah. Definitely on my end, at least. Yeah. I don't know. I think it really just, like, that's part of part of us is the crazy energy, and we just want to like brighten people's days by doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure, dude.
If someone famous could join your band, who would you choose?
Oh my God.
Kevin Parker.
Yep. I was gonna say Bill Murray, because imagine Bill Murray singing for us. You know how comedic that would be.
Beautiful. Back to when you were talking about like the crazy energy that your band has. Who would you say is really inspiring you guys lately with your sound?
Delta Sleep, for sure. We've all been, like, really just, like, listening to Delta Sleep nonstop.
The big one for me has actually been a local band called Why Not. Just the motivation that all those boys pump out is super inspiring. We went on a little weekend kicker with them. And no matter, like, what happened, if something went really wrong or something went really well, they still stayed super positive, and they just continued to keep pushing with it, and it was really inspiring to me. For me, anyways, like, in a song, like, it could just be literally 2 seconds of a song, but it feels so good, and I want to do something like that, and it'll inspire me to try something different when I'm working with the voice.
Have you ever been so inspired after listening to a song that you went and wrote a song, and it ended up being one that you still play today?
Yes. Without knowing it, we were really inspired by The Killers' Mr. Brightside, and then we recorded Wazoo.
Nope. Okay. We went, yeah.
No, okay. No, that was just a coincidence afterwards, but yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget, I was going through a super big Jeff Rosenstock phase, and he was in a band called Bomb the Music Industry, and I used to listen to them a lot when I was younger, and I didn't know that he was in this band. And there was a song, Campaign for the Better Weekend, that would play, and there's like this just super emotional last show, because anytime they played, they waited at the doors, and they never took money. He was living homeless in his van for 7 years. He gave all the money from any show they made back and toured all these crazy places. But at the end of the show, they asked people to give them the money so they can do a live video. And it's still on YouTube. But Campaign for a Better Weekend plays, and I can't remember the next song that plays, but he just, like, cries, and he breaks down, and he can't, like, hit the last note. And it's so freaking emotional. Dude, I cry, like, every time I watch it. But I've definitely wrote some of my favorite lyrics, at least, after listening to that.
Speaking of writing a song, who does the writing of your songs?
Caleb does a lot of the, like, ideas, and he'll be like, yo, either, like, follow this or, like, do something like this, and then we'll, like, collectively kind of create past that, but, like, the initial songwriter is Caleb. All my friends whisper their name.
When did you know that you wanted to make your own music? Have you always played an instrument?
I started playing when I was 12, I think. I would go to Gunner's house and we would jam, and we started doing like a couple covers. We started with Serenade by Steve Miller Band. That was one of the first songs Gunner and I had learned together. Because we were like, this seems like fun. That's basically how I remember it.
I've been playing piano since I was 3. Both my parents taught it. So like music has always kind of been like my personal escape.
Switching gears here, have you guys ever taken any music classes?
I took a like high school like band and jazz and stuff, which is like classes you do stuff, but I also took AP music theory junior year of high school.
I took like a lot of after school activities. Like jazz band wasn't really a class in my high school, but that was really fun, and I kind of treated it like a class. I took it really seriously. And my instructor, Mr. Lindsay, was like, he's like one of the best jazz instructors around. He's so good.
But failure is the best teacher. I went to Wilipski's Blue Saloon on Rice Street with Evan Campbell from the Shackletons in eighth grade. And you would just go up, and it's just this big open area. People are swing dancing. It's just super fun. But you'd write your name on a little whiteboard, and you'd go up, and you would just play music with these people. And I didn't know anything. He'd be like, play in the key of A, and I'm like, what's the key of A, kind of thing. And I remember just being like super embarrassed going up there, and it was terrible. So as soon as that happened, I was like, well, what do I need to learn? I talked to him, they're like, learn the pentatonic scale. And then I learned that, and then just being able to play with musicians, being able to improvise like that, was a really good teacher for me. And that's like how we write a lot of our music, is we'll jam an idea over and over, and we'll improvise parts over and over until we hear something that really clicks.
Has there been any teachers that have specifically inspired your music?
My my jazz director from high school, his name's John Fenske. Like my freshman year, he was like, yeah, I'm putting you first chair for jazz on tenor. And I was like, you think I can do that? He's like, I don't care, you're doing it. And so like that kind of pushed me outside of my comfort zone. At that point, I had never like improvised or done jazz, but then he made me do a solo, and then like I just kind of fell in love with music.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys for being with me today, and right now we are going to listen to Doppelbanger.
Was the cure for a headache. You're self-absorbed, locked within your own gate.
The yells of my other brother, can you hear all that I'm saying? Logan, you liar, your heart's desire, unhealthy morals fill up your big plate. I don't think I can care, I don't think I can. I don't think I can, I don't think I can care, I don't think I can care, I don't think I can care.
So I am being joined today with the band Vile. Hello. First question. So what is your favorite song to hear on the radio? What's a song when you hear it come on, you're like, wow, I'm so happy this played on the radio?
Mine is Good as Heck by Lizzo. Mine is Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
I heard New Song Number 2 by the Gully Boys on the radio the other day, and it made me really happy.
So what did you guys listen to on the way here today?
The Black Eyed Peas.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously, the whole time. Yeah, I listened to just all the hits off of that one album, the Green album.
Yep, the END, yeah, the perfect album. So how did you all meet each other?
So actually, Taylor and I have known each other since high school. We met through a music program in high school and have just stayed friends this whole time.
Yeah, and then I was like, hey, let's start a band. And then we were like, hey, we know this really good guitarist named KT, and we should ask them to play. So then it was us three, and we were like, shoot, we need a drummer.
So, shoot,
uh-oh, we forgot about that small detail. So we decided that after not being able to find somebody, that we should make a Tinder account to scope out a bunch of cool people on that dating app. And we can take it from here.
And that's where I come in. And I was on Tinder at the time, and you guys had done a photo shoot where you're wearing, like, jackets, and you had cool makeup, and I was like, they look cool. And they're like, we're looking for a drummer. And I was like, that's me. And I messaged them, and then we met up, and it was love at first sight, and here we are.
Yeah, what I said about talking again, I don't think it's a good idea. What you need anymore. Now I know
type of struggles have you faced being a new band?
There are obviously struggles with being a newer band, but I think it's more being a new band that is all girls, mm-hmm. or femme presenting people. And so at first it was really hard to find gigs and to get people to trust us, you know, and to realize that we actually don't make crappy music, you know,
and to not see us as just the token so they can claim they're diverse.
Yeah. The girl band.
Yeah.
And how have you kind of overcome those struggles?
Honestly, I think it comes with a lot more like good things being, you know, all femme presenting, just because a lot of people like see themselves in us that haven't been able to see themselves in, like, you know, rock bands that are currently in the scene. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten a lot of support from people who don't usually go to house shows, just coming and like saying that they love our music and they love hearing it from like a femme perspective, like all these topics that usually are so male dominated. So I'd say that usually the struggles are like much more outweighed by the pros of, like, you know, all these cool like people who are not normally at house shows showing up and having a good time.
Yeah, I think the community that we've built has really just made all of the issues that we've encountered a lot easier to overcome. We've just made so many friends in this, and like with some of the things that we've dealt with, like as we were starting out, like KT was talking about, and that we still deal with today, like it's nothing new. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a bit of that skin that you build up against it, so you're able to just kind of really focus on what you're trying to do, and the people who are, you know, coming in with like good faith, and you're able to build a good community around that.
Yeah, for sure. Is there any sort of bands that are femme presenting that you've seen as sort of a model?
We've got a running list. Oh, this thing is long. I guess my big ones are like Bikini Kill, Babes in Toyland, The Gully Boys, mm-hmm. An older band that hasn't played for a bit now, but Bruce Violet.
Yeah.
As well as bands that have started after the fact, which is like Blue Venus is super cool. We've seen some of their videos, and we absolutely love what they're doing.
Also, Last Import.
Last Import.
Yes.
And not really a Minnesota local, but still fantastic. Girlwood from Kentucky.
Floodwater Angels. They're really good femme-presenting band that is local, and not many people know about them. Mm-hmm. Shout out them.
Yes. Love them.
So how did you guys think of your name?
I was just like, Vile's a cool word. But then I looked up, were there other bands named Vile? And there was the mean kind of Vile, V-I-L-E, was taken. So we kind of had to go with,
of course, what we had. I think it's kind of a play on words. I kind of like it.
It's nice. I remember it was actually the first time that I had met KT. Taylor, KT, and I all just met at, like, a coffee shop to get to know each other and, like, vibe it out, you know?
Of course.
And we were like, well, you know what, let's pick out a name. And we had like probably 10 different ideas that we all liked, and we just ranked them, and the highest ranking one was it.
I think our second
perfect
highest ranking one was like Dave's Pants or something.
I think it was Lizard.
So what is one of your favorite memories from one of your shows?
The first time, me personally, KT, the first time I, like, saw and heard people singing along was probably the most joy I felt.
Yeah. Our entire album release show was just insane and the most fun and most supportive environment we've had so far, I would say. And like you said, people were singing along. The first time people moshed was so fun.
I've also got to say that my particular like best feeling moment was also the album release. I sang DIY for the first time at the album release, and we had just like completely switched the song up from even like how we recorded it, and I got off of the bass and like onto the mic, and it was the first time I had like ever sang in front of multiple people, and it was fantastic. So that's a moment that sticks with me.
My favorite, we had played for this group of young femmes who were attending this camp at She Rock. They're awesome. They're a local organization that are dedicated to like providing young femmes and just like a voice to you know, be a rock star and ignore the fact that, like, we might be in the minority, but we can still, like, you know, have representation. But I saw one child go up to Katie, and it was, like, the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life, and that was, like, what really struck me as, like, we're doing something that, like, means something to people that aren't just us. And Katie, what did...
It was so cute. She was pretty timid. She was very quiet. But she came up to me and asked for my autograph, like Aww. The little girls do. A lot of them did that. But she said, I hope I can be as good of a drummer as you one day. And inside I was like, ah! But outwardly I was like, I'm sure you will be. Just keep practicing.
Shows that you've seen here?
Oh, I have one. On Halloween, there was a Gully Boys, Last Import, and Shackleton show at the 7th Street Entry, and they all did cover sets.
Wow.
So the Shackletons did the Cars, and Gully Boys did Devo, and Last Import did ABBA, and it was so much fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was crazy. It was packed.
One that I think of is, I think it was, like, a Kitten Forever LP release show that Kate and I went to, and there were these openers that were, like, blowing my mind. They were all, like, awesome, like, LGBT and femme-led, but it was Tony Pichka, Royal Brat, Kitten Forever, and then one more that I cannot remember, but it was the most mind-blowing night because they were all so powerful in their presentation. Like, it was just a bunch of, like, femmes just, like, getting up there and screaming their heads off, and that was really inspiring to me.
It was also at the Loring Pasta Bar, so that was just an incredibly fun energy for a show.
Yes, pasta.
Pasta and punk.
So what instruments do you all play?
I'm KT. I play guitar.
I'm Taylor. I sing and play guitar. And I also do piano outside of viol.
Yeah, could you also describe to the listeners your guitar, your guitar?
Yeah.
What it looks like, how you discovered it. It's pretty cool.
This whole thing is so insane. How I discovered it, I realized I am so bad at playing guitar. and I was trying to be super punk, like, I'm going to learn this instrument for this band and we're going to be, like, really great. But I was like, no. And then I was listening to a Babes in Toyland song, and I heard this, like, guttural fart in the background, and I was like, I wonder what the heck makes that. Now looking back on it, it's definitely just a distorted bass guitar, but at the time I was like, what if we put a keytar, which is a keyboard made small and put onto a disgusting piece of plastic that looks like kind of a guitar if you squint your eyes. and this little honky boy has been our funk bringer. And it's just been all uphill from there. It's actually KT's little brother's guitar. It's kind of a child's toy.
It's a toy.
But we put it through some pedals and it just sounds like the fartiest. It's like, instead of like a sound, it just shakes. Like, yeah. It emits shakes instead of like audible melody.
It only brings vibes.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's the vibe bringer. As bringer funk. Like.
Pretty hard to describe.
Yeah.
I'm Kate. I play bass, and then outside of viol, I play guitar and bass clarinet. And also, now I yell.
Yes, yelling. I'm pro yelling all the time.
I love yelling. Yeah. I'm Katie. I play drums. And outside of viol, I play piano.
Yeah. So we are now going to switch gears to talk a little bit about school. So where do you all go to school?
I'm Kate. I go to the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities.
Yes.
I am Katie, and same.
I am Taylor. I go to Augsburg University, music business.
I'm KT, and I actually am still finishing up my senior year of high school. I'm a little baby.
That's true.
Little itty bitty baby.
It's a baby.
So, do you guys take music classes at school? I know you are studying music business, so.
KT goes to a performing arts school, and I study vocal arts there, so I do music all day, every day, which is cool.
I goes to classes in music as well. Yeah, theory, lessons, business, the whole way.
Freshman and sophomore year, I was in the music program at the U. I was in the concert band and percussion. And then, you know, majors take over. But that's another reason why I'm really glad I'm in this band, so I can keep doing music and keep that up in my life.
Yeah. How do you guys balance being in school and also being in a band?
So I'm in school full-time. I'm in viol, and then I work part-time at a Starbucks. And it's, for me, it's really hard to balance all of that. It's, like, constantly juggling. But the biggest thing I do is just, like, always make sure that I have, like, one day of the week that is just for me, where, like, I don't have to do anything at all.
I guess for me, like, school's very much, like, a stressor in my life, and then viol is very much a de-stressor, so I kind of get all worked up and high strung at school, and then I'll come hang out with the dudes, we'll bonk some honks, and then it really just is a recharging thing that we've got going on.
It's so energizing.
Definitely
makes Same me reasons. Feel like I didn't wake up at 3:50.
What are your future goals for the Sound of Viol, or just Viol as a band?
So the sound we definitely, like, found while making our last LP, Grow Up, which we released less than a month ago, I think. And it's basically just, like, a very hectic mixture of angry punk meets pop meets alternative indie. It's really crazy, but I think we've hit, like, our perfect sound, where we're just, like, we love playing it, people seem to like hearing it, so might as well make more. So that's exactly what we're doing. We're planning on coming out with at least one collection of tunes in the coming year, as well as we'll probably want to go on a few tours next summer.
Yeah, even though we have, like, our specific sound, we are still growing as a band, because we're still a baby band. And so we are always open to the opportunity of blending ourselves into, like, other genres, too.
I'm really excited to see where, like, our sound goes, because there's definitely stuff that, like, I mean, it's consistent with the sound of Grow Up, but there's new stuff that we're experimenting with, and I think it's fun.
Beautiful. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in and being with me today and talking with me.
Thank you for having us.
Press and Vial for joining me for these in studios. What you're hearing now is a song from Vial off of their latest EP, with more to come from these new bands. This has been an episode of Basement Music, and I'm your host, Jolie Kelzer. Basement Music is a production of Radio K and is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
For this entire year, and I've been waiting on my friends to all just disappear, and I'm feeling kind of rough, and I'm